Wilson, Busson, Ian, Kupovic, Soya, Chotro, Paduka, Chamor, all this. It mentioned somewhere I have read.
What does it mean in English?
Like asan for sitting, cloth, ornament.
They dress him, you mean? And they put on his ornaments?
No. Cloth and ornament, they are manifestation of Baladev Prabhu and Sankarsan. Their fire seat, they will sit. This is not like ordinary asana. Baladev Prabhu manifests himself. Sankarsan manifests himself. So asana, bhushan, this ornament, and umbrella, paduka means shoes, all this.
Well, that, those are the things that Baladev manifests.
Yes.
This says the
this is serving 8 ways.
Who is serving? Oh, Baladev.
Baladev is serving Krishna and Sankar serving.
I thought it said that the jiva is engaged by Baladev and he's in serving. So that's wrong editing then. Or I'm wrongly understanding.
You can check.
Are you saying that Narayan, who's the expansion of Baladev, manifest in these 8 ways?
No, Sankarsan, manifestation of Baladev Prabhu.
Yeah, Mahasankishana Vaikuntha.
Yeah, he is serving Narayan, who is Vilasmurti of Krishna.
Right. Okay. I thought Mahasankishana is Narayan.
It's Narayan, Tattavata Narayan.
Yeah.
But who is Mool Narayan in Vaikuntha? He is Vilasmurti of Sri Krishna.
Okay. And they're both manifestations of Baladev.
Yes.
Okay.
No, Baladev, Sankarsan or Mahasankarsan, they are manifestations of Baladev Prabhu.
Yeah.
But Narayan, he is Vilasmurti of Sri Krishna.
Okay. Isn't Baladev the Vilasmurti of Sri Krishna too?
No, he's Tadekatmarup.
He's what?
Tadekatmarup.
Okay. Oh, right, that's right, right. And the other question is, what you were saying this morning, that it's not Madhvacharya but Ramanujacharya,
yes,
who's speaking about the Vastu Parinam Vad.
No.
What were you saying?
All four acharyas are Vastu Parinam Vad,
right,
not only Rama. Yes.
But you were saying about the adjective.
Which you told that Jeev and Jagat is adjective of Bhagavan.
Right.
This is the idea of Ramanujacharya.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. So you said Bhagavan, Gurudev said Brahma. Generally when Gurudev says Brahma, he means impersonal. But here,
yeah, because
Gurudev,
he mentioned Brahma everywhere in Upanishad. They are in Upanishad,
yeah,
emphasis on Brahma.
Okay, but in this case, as
it's Brahma.
But Brahma means Bhagavan.
Yes.
So Brahma means the Supreme Personality of Brahma means in this case the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
You can tell that because with Nirvishesh Brahma, featureless Brahma,
oh,
he has no form, how we can transfer it to other,
right,
form.
Okay. Right. So when it says the Jiva and Jagat are adjectives of Brahma, it means Bhagavan,
yes, Brahma,
the Supreme
Bhagavan,
Lord.
It must be he has some form, the Jiva has form, his world has form. That if Brahma has no form, how we can formless, how form can come out?
Okay, can you explain the meaning of adjectives of the noun? I understand the principle that there's, at least intellectually, the principle that the material,
like,
world is the gross body.
Like, Samnarindi is very intelligent. Samnarindi is noun and intelligent is adjective.
Yes.
Like black cow. Cow is a noun and
yes,
black is adjective. In
yes,
same way, Brahma or Bhagavan is noun and this material world and jeev, they are adjective of Brahma or Bhagavan.
What does that have to do then with Vastu Parinam Vad?
Vastu Parinam Vad, that Vastu means here Bhagavan. Bhagavan transforms into other form.
Right, without Shakti.
Other form into
directly.
The idea of, yes, it is idea of force of acharyas.
Yes.
Or Mahaprabhu don't know. Bhagavan has innumerable potency. And among innumerable potency, he has Chit Shakti transfer into Chit Jagat, from Jeev Shakti transfer into Jeev Jagat, from Jada Shakti from Jada Jagat. Krishna told in Gita, Aparyam istastannang prakriti vidhime param jiva bhutang mahavayo yayadang dharyate jagat. I have another energy, is Jeev potency, marginal potency, from that Jeev manifests. Clearly come there, described by Srila Vyasadeva in Gita, that Krishna was telling himself that Shakti Parinambad. But Acharya told Vastu Parinambad, so Mahaprabhu put that philosophy to take from Madhvacharya. He told, no, it is from his Shakti, not he not transferring directly.
You said he took that from Madhvacharya?
No, he refuted.
He refuted?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So these are just like Chandrasaka Nyai.
No. Chandrasaka Nyai is different thing. Mother showing
indication.
Small baby. The moon. Where is the moon? The top of the tree.
Right.
But it is not like Sakha Chandra Nyai.
But I mean to
Sakha
say
means
that
branch, and Chandra means moon.
Right.
And name means logic. So small baby couldn't understand how I had this moon from far distance showing, look top of the tree. So has first is showing the tree of the branch of a tree and then showing the moon.
Yeah, I mean to say that the idea of the adjective to the noun, or the idea of the gross and subtle bodies being the,
yeah,
that would be like Chandrasaka Nyai?
No.
No. Okay. What would that be like? Because it's just like some kind of analogy?
Yes.
Okay, there are 28, is it playing? There are 28 principal elements, and you said that Chitta is the
ten indriyas.
Yeah.
And five is material of senses.
Yeah.
And five is rupa, rasa, gandha, sparsha, shabda.
Yeah, sense objects.
Yeah. And Pancha Mahabhut, Kiti Aptejma Rudbom.
Yeah.
These 10 and 10 senses.
Yeah.
20 Mon.
Yeah.
21 Intelligent, False Ego and Chitta.
Yeah.
24
so, yeah.
Purush and Prakriti. 26 Atma and Paramatma. 28.
Okay, and Purusha means like Mahavishnu?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is pregnanting the Prakriti.
Right, okay.
By his long glance.
Okay. And you said that Chitta is like like an uncontaminated heart, very, very subtle.
Chitta is conscious. The finest cover on the soul.
The finest material covering?
It mentioned the finest cover.
Okay.
The
where,
top of
where does
soul.
It say that?
That I can remember. I have heard
okay.
from Gurudev and heard, I have read also.
So
what? So the question comes and ask Gurudev again. And I told this is what he asked this.
Okay, so according to Brajanath Prabhu, you said it's like the uncontaminated heart. But if
I don't know what is.
That's what Brajanath wrote.
Finest cover.
So that's basta. I shouldn't say it's the uncontaminated heart. Because uncontaminated heart means it's like it's pure. But if this is the finest covering, it's not pure.
It mentioned finest covering on the soul.
Right, so it's really a contamination, isn't it?
That I don't know what Shastra told and how Gurudev told, I told this.
I thought Brajanath got it from you that it's the uncontaminated heart.
Brajanath also there, when I told Gurudev.
Yeah.
Would you like to confirm with Gurudev?
Oh, alright. I think that was all the questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
When your Jeev Tattva book will come?
What?
When your Jeev Tattva book will come?
It depends on Basant who's designing it. We're trying, I think he's trying for